And on the live line is Cassie Smedley. She is the National Press Secretary for the Republican National Committee. Cassie, good morning. Welcome.
Thank you. Good morning to you both.
It's very hard to know where to start this morning. There's so much happening, but let's start at the top and talk about Rex Tillerson, Secretary of State, out. He says he doesn't know why. He's unaware of the reason that Trump fired him and that he hasn't spoken to Trump yet. What do you make of this latest switcheroo?
Well, barring the details of how it all actually happened, I don't think it was a surprise to anyone. This was something that was rumored for a while, whether
yes.
it was the president thinking it was time to move on and, or Rex Tillerson thinking it was time to move on. And certainly, I think, frankly, he's stayed longer than the mainstream media gave him way back last fall when they thought he would leave.
Oh, they said he's out. He's out. Yeah.
That's right. And so I think this shows that Secretary Tillerson and the president felt they were making progress in a lot of areas, and that's why he stayed on as long as he did. And this seemed like a natural time to move along. And we know that CIA Director Mike Pompeo, who's been announced as his replacement, is someone that the president feels very comfortable with. And I think what we can expect, or our foreign allies can expect, is that when Mike Pompeo walks into the room, he'll be carrying the message of President Trump. And that's something that, of course, is very important to the president. So I think this is, you know, a surprise as far as it coming at 8:30 this morning, at least Eastern time, but not a surprise that it came at all.
Cassie, let's see if you let us behind the curtain here. President Trump, the first sitting president since Eisenhower not to visit California, by the way, the world's sixth largest economy, during his first year in office. Were you guys saying, hey, President, do not come to California. You're not very popular here. You're not going to help our Republican candidates. Or were you guys saying, we do want you in the state, he just didn't come?
Well, I think, first of all, of course, yes, for your listeners, he is coming today to look at those wall prototypes and also to meet with our troops. But I think, you know, the president spent a big portion of his first term in office going to places that people hadn't visited in a while, in the Midwest and in the center of the country. And that was, of course, a big part of what got him elected, is that he said, I'm going to fight for the people who haven't been fought for in a while. And so I don't think it was strategic in terms of not going to California, but rather there were a lot of places on the map that someone from Washington had not spent a lot of time in recently. And so I think that was the strategy in his first year. And now here he is, very excited, I'm sure, to be in California today. And I'm sure this won't be the last time we see him, as we know California is going to be really crucial this midterm season.
Oh, come on, Cassie. He hates California. Let's just get on the same page here. He can't stand California. And we obviously, the protesters are going to be out in droves in Southern California today, as will some pro-Trump supporters as well. I'm sure that will be true, especially near those prototypes of the wall.
That's right. Well, maybe he just needs to spend more time up with you all, just kind of fly over Nancy Pelosi country in San Francisco and fly over the more liberal parts and come hang out with you all, because I know there's a lot of friends up in your neighborhood that support the president. I was just talking to some friends who actually live in Sonoma County, and they were telling me that as well. So I think
they're just having trouble, though, those folks getting a foursome for bridge, though. All right, let's move on. Now, there was some good news coming out of the Republicans on the House Intelligence Committee. They say their investigation into Russian collusion is over and that they haven't discovered any collusion between Russia and the Trump campaign during the 2016 election. The president, it sounds like, was not surprised but is happy about this development.
Yeah, he got that all capital letters tweet out last night. But, you know, this is what we've been talking about so often, is that we don't care about this. There hasn't been any evidence of collusion. This has gone on long enough. They've used how many millions of our taxpayer dollars for this politically motivated hunt? And I think, frankly, we're all really glad to see that they're moving on and they're getting back to the business that we have sent them there to work on. It's been far too long, and this investigation has not produced anything meaningful. This was the right decision for any number of reasons, of course, chief among them, that we haven't seen anything and we need to move on, but also we've wasted enough taxpayer dollars on this. This is not the priority for the majority of American people, and we need to get back to working on the priorities of the American people.
All right, President Trump doing a fundraiser in Beverly Hills after he visits the border today. $35,000 to get into the fundraiser, $250,000 if you want to buy a table. They say there's going to be 90 attendees at this fundraiser. Are there 90 Republicans in all of California that could possibly fill this event up today?
Well, not only have they filled it up, they're shelling out a lot of money. So, but yeah, I know he's, of course, excited to meet with Californians. And again, this is a crucial state for the midterm election. So this President Trump going in and, you know, right out of the gate, having a strong showing at a fundraiser, I guess you would argue not right out of the gate, but his first time in California being such a strong fundraiser shows that there is a desire from Californians to support the president, and they want to make sure he's coming back to support their candidates in November, because we cannot allow Democrats to use this as their road to the majority in the House to put Nancy Pelosi back in the speakership. You guys know better than most anyone.
And Cassie, one more question for you, although we have about 8,000 more questions. We'll settle for one more. And that is that not long after the Florida shootings, the president got together with Republican and Democratic lawmakers and told a lot of the Republican lawmakers, stop being afraid of the NRA. And we need to raise the age limit where people can buy guns, raise it from 18 to 21. All of a sudden, though, that part of the equation is missing from the measures that he wants to put forth with regard to gun safety. When did he get his tail between his legs and succumb to the NRA?
Well, you did hear Sarah Sanders say in yesterday's briefing that the age limit, increasing the age limit, is absolutely still on the table, that's just leaving for the commission to decide. So I don't think people are trying to say that that's gone away and that was him succumbing to the NRA or what have you, but she made it very clear yesterday from the podium that that was not the case, and we know it's something that he believes, so I think he's just allowing the commission to have some more say in that. But you know what we're seeing from this president is that he is determined not to let people go to their typical corners and dig their feet in, and then nothing happens. He wants action. That's what we heard from the students who say they want action, and he's leaving people the ability to act. And but again, on that note, Sarah Sanders again said yesterday that that was not a final decision, that they were just leaving that for the commission to look into more, and it was absolutely still on the table.
I think that there were a lot of people who listened to that conversation with Donald Trump sitting right next to Dianne Feinstein, and she really being attentive to what he was saying. It seemed like he was really attentive to the emotion of the students and the parents of students in Florida as a reaction to that horrible tragedy and shooting. And so a lot of us were kind of perked up our ears and said, wow, okay, maybe he's getting it,
right.
You know, and
right.
And at this stage of the game, we're thinking maybe he's not. It sounded very supportive and very potentially positive at that stage of the game. But when he,
right.
You know, refuses to continue, you know, that staunch support of such measures, then it seems like he's dropped out of the game.
Well, he did also notice in that commission that he advocated for the expansion of the background checks. That's always
yes.
a big point
Very
on
good.
The table.
Very
so
good.
I think that was his olive branch to say, listen to me. I am wanting to get something done on this. And what he's trying desperately not to have happen is what has happened in how many dozens of conversations before whenever we have a tragedy like this and everyone stakes out their most severe position. And if that's not answered, they're not willing to talk about anything else. He's trying desperately for that not to happen yet again. And so I think what we're seeing from the president is keep it all on the table, but I'm going to keep this ball moving because I'm determined not to let this go by the wayside until, unfortunately, we have another tragedy that brings the topic back to the forefront again.
Absolutely
so
agreed.
Keep an eye on the prize.
But I'll bet in your heart of hearts you can understand where we're coming from in this conversation.
I certainly do, but yeah. I'm optimistic that when they say it's still on the table, it's on the table because I very much personally want to see action. I think the president does as well.
Well, I appreciate the conversation, Cassie. I hope it's not our last one together. A very reasonable person to speak to, and I appreciate that. No doubt there'll be a lot to talk about after the president's visit to San Diego today, and thanks for being here this morning.
Great to be with you both. Enjoy sunny California.
We always do. That's Cassie Smedley. She is the National Press Secretary for the Republican National Committee on KSRO.